stop you coming through.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Glass Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Glass.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classic Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
9:90 a.m. Arizona, baby. How badass is that? Who else is playing Judas Priest at this time of night in Arizona? No one else. No one else. Suck it. No one else is doing it in Montana either. I got that covered. I got those bases covered. For real. It's a Jack Klassen show. It's my birthday, by the way. Every year, we celebrate my birthday live on the air. I end up drinking far too much, which is fantastic. That's always the best when I'm just plastered. Which is, you know, I mean, not to brag, but not a lot of people doing live radio. Absolutely plastered. By the way, drinking's not cool. Don't drink and drive. Unless you're on private property and you got yourself like a gator. You got yourself a gator. You know, one of those like John Deere six-wheel gators. And you got like some 60-acre ranch. Dude, go crazy. That's your own property, dude. I encourage drinking and driving on private property. You're not going to hurt anyone by drinking on your goddamn John Deere. Right? I mean, what's the harm in going around your 60-acre property and driving around on a goddamn John Deere? There's nothing wrong with that at all. People shouldn't judge you for that. I mean, for real. People really, really shouldn't judge you for wanting to drive around on your goddamn John Deere tractor. That shouldn't be something you should be judged for, and you shouldn't get a ticket. I'm a libertarian, by the way. Just for the record, I'm a huge libertarian. I feel like the freedom to drive around drunk and or on drugs on your John Deere tractor, I think that's a human right. I mean, for real. I think that's a God-given right. Yeah, exactly. It's a Jack Klassen show. 9:90 a.m. We're live. I think it's a God-given right. It's a God-given right. If you want to drive around on your tractor, go for it. Go crazy.
I agree.
I mean, there's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping you from going crazy driving your goddamn John Deere tractor, even if you are drunk. Like, for real.
Is there something that prompted this discussion? Or
yeah, because I think it's your goddamn right as a goddamn American.
Thank you.
As a goddamn American, if you got 60 acres and you got a goddamn six-wheel John Deere tractor, it's your... In fact, I'm not even going to say it's your right. You are compulsed. Like, you have to. You have to drive around drunk on your goddamn John Deere tractor.
What? How else would you drive it, Jack?
Like a pussy?
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
A magic wand with a magic button?
Well,
how else are you supposed to drive it? It wouldn't be any fun otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're just doing farm work on your goddamn farm that you spent your whole life trying to get.
That's the sort of thing me and Jack know all about. Being, growing up on the farm.
Yeah.
Down home living.
I know how.
Is that what that's called?
It's called down home living. It's something that's lacking in modern America. Damn straight. It's something that's missing. They don't teach it in school. More kids. Every kid should have to go compulse. What's the word, Karen? I'm having a stroke here.
Don't tell me that's the word you're.
I'm using.
Compulsory.
Compulsory. It's compulsory that all kids must join 4-H. When they turn 13.
This
is Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. It's my birthday show.
Happy birthday, Jack!
Oh, thank you very much.
Play your birthday song.
Yeah, please play a birthday song for me.
Which
please.
One? Should I play the first one I play or the other one?
Play the first one. Play the first one. It's my birthday.
Could not have a David Wood. Happy birthday, Jack!
Yay, woo! By the way, it is my birthday. Beautiful.
He's 21.
So I'm 21. No, 21 was the first year I celebrated my birthday on the radio. I'm an old man. Turns out life, the older you get, the worse it gets. Yeah. I'm out of my... I'm 27. 28.
Birthday to you.
Hey, you might as well start young. You might as well start young, baby.
Yeah. You will do that when you're older.
I will not do that. I embrace that stuff. I'm waiting for it.
There you go.
You're saying I don't? By the way?
I am saying that.
Yeah.
I just did say that.
Listen. I embrace everything I am. I'm a... Honest to God. I'm probably... One of
the most.
Yes.
Keep talking.
I'm one of the most.
The most.
I'm
closeted. Keep talking.
I'm one of the most. I'm definitely the best. I'm one of the most. I'm one of the most. The best. The best radio show host in North America.
Closeted homosexual.
Listen. You want me to quickly...
You're fired.
He's a fag.
It's my birthday, and I'm here. I'm here to celebrate the top five. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday!
Wow, so it's my... Birthday, 28, pretty good. So here's my top five celebrities who I'm happy I outlived. Number one, Kurt Cobain. Number two, Kurt
Yay.
Cobain. Number three, Yay. Kurt Cobain. Number four, Kurt Cobain. Number five, Kurt Cobain. By the way, this is my top five celebrities I would bring back to life, then murder them. This is my next one. Kurt Cobain, number one. Kurt Cobain is number two. Kurt Cobain is
He's
number three.
Fag.
This is the top five celebrities I would bring back to life, then answer him. Number four,
He's a fag.
Kurt Cobain. Number five, Jim
He's
Morrison.
A fag. He's a fag.
I would kill Jim Morrison in an instant.
Like a sexual predator.
Jim, dude, nothing
disgusting.
Good has...
He should have been locked up in a cage.
He should have been on suicide watch.
He was on the loose.
He really was. He was up to no good, right?
He was up to no good. I agree, Mr. Jack Classic.
Thank you, because like I don't know. I know a lot
disgusting.
Of old women.
He had BPD. You know that? He was a male with borderline personality.
Please don't talk to me about the world's worst. Like mental illness. It's like I'd rather deal with a schizophrenic than any person with BPD. Like
it's
for
just
real.
Like, it's like a girl thing. Like
you're gay if you have it. If
like
you're a guy, you're a guy. If you have it, you're gay. That's just it. That's a fact. If you have BPD, okay, let's see. Male celebrities with BPD. Pete Davidson. The worst person out there.
Fuck him. Yeah, he's the worst.
Oh, I got to beat myself. I caught myself. This is why I'm happy that my birthday shows are like this. I can catch myself like that.
Pete Davidson. We're both drunker than usual.
Pete Davidson is the biggest scumbag I think I've ever met in comedy. You know, I've met Pete Davidson.
He broke Ariana Grande's heart.
You know, I met right, Pete then? Davidson. Yeah, he did, and I'll never forgive
That's
him
why
for
you're
that.
Mad. That's why you're mad at him.
No, it's because he wronged
you met
me.
Him?
He wronged me.
Do? He wronged you?
He wronged me.
Tell me about it.
In 2011, I was doing stand-up at the Comedy Store.
Yes.
World-famous Comedy Store. Mitzi Shore.
Yeah.
I was hanging out back with Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, Eddie Bravo, And they're telling me these mad stories, mad flavor stories about smoking weed. And, you know, we're having a good time. They're asking me Canadian questions. And we're having a good time. This Pete Davidson guy, as I'm hanging out with Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, and Eddie Bravo, all the whole cast and crew, he comes up to me.
Making fun of you. Yes?
He comes up to me. And he goes.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, dog. Hey, you fat F.
No way.
Hey, you fat F.
And no way.
I go, what's up? And he's like looking at me with his big teethy smile and his dumb.
Did he say F or did he say fag?
No, he said F. He said, you fat F. He goes, you fat F. And I'm like,
dude.
And I'm like hanging out with Joey Diaz, Eddie Bravo.
What was their reaction?
Their reaction, they're like looking. Eddie Bravo, like his mouth is just agape.
Hey, as usual.
Do you actually want me to tell you the real story? I was not hanging out with Joe Rogan, Eddie Bravo, and the other guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I totally believe that you're hanging out with Joey Diaz. Yeah, my favorite
criminal. That's a guy who should be in jail for life.
No.
Like, for real.
Really? Oh, well, let's hear it.
Listen, okay. The real story is I was at the goddamn comedy store. World famous comedy store. Mitzi Shore was still alive, by the way, during this. It was an incredible time during my life. And I was hanging out, and I saw Peter Davidson, and he came up to me, and he goes, hey, nice, nice set, you did a nice set for a fat F, and I'm like,
no, for real,
a fat F, like the F word,
for real,
he goes, Nice set, you fat.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm not actually.
I'm a really gullible person.
I'm actually telling that this is actually a real story.
No way.
Well, yeah, I did comedy and for a while there.
Well, he's the other kind of F.
Yeah, he's a. Well, that's just it. He goes, good set.
He's a fag.
Good set for a fat F. And like, I look at him and. I'm not a big Saturday Night Live guy. I don't think he was on Saturday Night Live during that time. And I look at him, I go, he has this big toothy grin. He's like smiling. He's smiling with his big And I'm like looking at him and I go, dude, I go, okay, man. I go, hey, what's your problem? And he goes, listen, you fat F. And I'm like, listen, he goes, I think your set's really effing funny. And I think you should be doing more shows here.
Is he being facetious, Jack?
Oh, well, I'm thinking he's being facetious. Like, I think he's being facetious.
Facetious?
At this point. Facetious,
really?
Yes.
Facetious,
yes. I think he's being facetious.
Continue.
And I'm looking at him, I'm going, well, why is this guy being a dick? You know, I mean, I'm like 18 at that point. I just got out of my parents' house. I'm trying my best doing this stand-up stuff. I was lucky enough that I was able to do these shows and do a little bit of traveling. And I'm like, dude, why is this guy like clowning me in the back room? And he goes, you got real sexy lips. You got real sexy lips, big boy. This is actually a real story. I'm not like telling you like a legitimate story about my past. And he goes, you got big sexy lips, big boy. There's like this little like a green room
that
when there's no comics, like it's just the lights are shut off, this little green room.
I'm not playing tricks on you. Continue.
I'm telling you I'm hammered and I'm telling you a part of my life
that get your head straight, Jack. Exactly.
It's a Jack Class show, 9:90 AM. Talking about my past here. He goes, you fat F, I like your big fat lips. I like your sexy lips. He goes, why don't we go to the green room and let me suck on your lips? And I'm like, kind of looking around, like I'm looking at everyone. Like, I don't think anyone like heard this. So I go, what? What'd you say?
I'm so horny.
And he goes, yeah, let me suck on your fat lips, fat ass. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, that's weird. I said, I'm not into that at all, man. He goes, no, come up. And like, people are looking at this because other people heard at this point after he repeated it. And they're like looking. I go, yeah. I go, well, like, is this guy like someone? Like in my, you know, I'm 18, right? So I'm thinking like maybe this guy's relevant. Like if I'm talking to him and he feels comfortable enough, and he's going, let me go suck on your fat lips. Like I'm thinking maybe there's like a joke. I think there's like a, you know, a goof or a gag going on, right? I'm a young comedian.
He's a fag.
Yeah, I know he is. So people are looking and like, dude, you really want me to go
I'm
to the green room?
I'm so horny.
I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking like maybe this guy's like, you know, going to give me some shows or something. So I go to the back of the green room and he's like, I think he's going to like tell me something. And he goes, dude, I can't believe you came here. And he's like, I can't believe you came back with me. This is amazing. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, well, what do you want to talk about? So dude goes like, I want to suck your lips.
I got your words straight, Jack.
He goes, I want to suck. Dude, I'm telling you a story from my past. He goes, I want to suck your lips. And he just starts sucking my lips. Like for real. Like he leans up into me and he starts like, not like. Trying to get my lip. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, hold on. So I push it back. I go, dude, I'm not into that. And he goes, but why'd you come back to the green room? I'm going to make you big in Hollywood. He goes, just let me
see. I got your words straight, Jack.
And I go, man, I'm not into that. And he goes, fine, dude, I'll just suck someone else's lips. And then he kind of like bit his lip real aggressive. And I left. It was just weird. That was the last time I went to the Comedy Store. That's a real story.
I believe you. Happy birthday, Jack.
Yeah, it's my birthday show, by the way. Jack Class Show, 9:90 a.m. God bless. God bless Arizona and God bless Montana. Without those guys, we would be nothing. By the way, Red Pill Rapper, where you at, buddy?
Welcome to the Ponderosa,
once again,
my friends, for an evening
nice,
of songs
I'm too
and
much
stories
of a nice guy.
About the American West.
I messed up.
The land of legend. Of romance,
I should have came home and I should have said, hey, we do our show first. I should have been less
a
polite.
Load of remembrance,
I should have told Red Pill Rapper bonanza. To wrap it up.
He was here. He was here.
Yeah, was he? Dude, you don't even care about my Pete Davidson story?
We chased Lady Luck.
It was bonanza. It was a gun and a rope fake. And a hat full
of hope. No, it wasn't. That's real.
Tree. We got a hold of a pot full of gold bonanza. Dude. A horse
and a saddle and
a
rake.
And if it's not real, that's friend. The worst joke I've ever heard.
Fortune smiled the day we piled the
pile. Yeah, that's real. That's, no. That's real, yeah.
The best bonanza.
No.
Yeah, it is.
If anyone fights any one of us,
he wanted my lips.
Fight with me.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He has BPD. He's capable of anything.
Ew, dude.
I can't believe.
Let's get back to point.
We're on break.
If you awesome are a guy, really?
No, go on. Yeah, go on.
If you're
no
a man, you're
a
fag.
Yeah.
It's gay.
I can't believe I just spilt my heart out and told the audience a story, and you're giving me crap.
With a house full of friends with a rainbow ends, how rich can a fella be?
Pete Davidson wanted to bite, suck my lip.
Fortune smiled the day we filed.
It's outrageous.
Oh, here
God.
In the West, we're living in the best.
And you know what he said? You know what he said to me?
I love you.
No, he said, if you tell anyone this ever happened, no one's going to believe it. So you're just playing into his hands.
Shut up, bitch!
You're playing into his hands. The Pete
Shut
Davidson
up,
hands.
Stop, leave me alone, back off, don't you ever touch me again.
Alrighty, it's Jack Class.
Shut up, bitch!
Technically, that was a break. We just went through a break. I just told...
Get your words straight, Jack.
A fantastic story about Pete Davidson. And my co-host does not believe that it happened, even though it's a true story.
Shut up, bitch!
This is the craziest thing. It's my birthday, and I'm being abused. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Exactly. Oh, my God. How have you been, Karen? How was your show tonight? By the way, we have a whole universe.
I had a good show. My show is Hot Wife Music with DJ Karen 1776. It's on the Podomatic. Sometimes Jack played on the radio. He's going to play this show on the radio because I told him to.
I think I had a random very good show.
I get a lot of random messages from guys on Facebook. Because I come up on people's suggested friends lists because my profile's been around for so long. I didn't accept his friend request. This was in one of my, like, hidden spam messages.
Yeah.
And it was an Australian guy. He said hello. His English didn't seem very good from the messages, which was promising for the kind of bit I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But he came on and he was this really weird sort of bipolar seeming Australian guy. And
he looked like
Jesse
Smollett.
He looked like Jesse Smollett, and he was fairly nice, a bit strange. He said he had messaged hundreds of women or people. He clarified that it was men and women, but he is not bisexual. I am the only one that responded, so I don't know what that says about me. I had him on my show and I ended up playing a racist clip and he disconnected immediately. Do you have the clip, Jack?
You have the clip?
Of course.
Please play the clip. Please play the clip. It's Jack Class show. Please play the clip.
So I've decided to play this, like, just this show. It's just like a kid's show. I don't understand why he, like, freaked out about it. Maybe it's his problem. I don't know what show this is, but this is what I played. Hey, just, like, buddy, you look like a boy. So I don't know what the show is called, but I know that it's just an innocent children's show, and I don't understand what all the fuss is about.
Hey, Fuzzy, you look like a boy. There, you. Does that look like a boy? No, but it doesn't look like you either. You look like a boy, a little boy, a little black boy. Where are you?
What is it, dear?
Can't go to school. It's awful. My hair. Lily said I look like a black boy.
You look like no such thing. It looks cute.
Does not.
Oh, come on. It really suits you. Besides, it's just a perm. Your hair will grow again. It's not like you're really black.
Everyone's in there for
it. Wait, hold on. So you played that clip? And he left this black man who contacted you on Facebook. He did not like that.
Yeah, he left. I was also playing these. I think he may have gotten a little suspicious because I was also playing this. Did you hear the clips of those, like, little black girls?
Okay, play the clip for everyone listening. By the way, this is our ancillary show. That's my wife music.
Miss Bonato's get it. If you get it, and then you can get with it, then come hot ass. Little chicks, thank you, boozy hoe.
Hey, get your waiter. Kiss my black ass.
Was that the Gossiping Heifers? Was that clip from the Gossiping Heifers?
Yeah.
The number one rated show in Atlanta.
This is a nephew. They got a big family.
So we had your show on tonight. You had a random person from Facebook who you thought was one of those creepy Indian dudes.
He kind of was. Yeah. But he was just Australian. He just spoke English.
English. That's the only difference. And
only difference.
We had the Red Pill Rapper show. You were on that.
I was on the Red Pill Rapper show. It was hilarious.
The Jack Klassen Show Network on thoughtcrimes.ca, 9:90 a.m. We're very incestuous here. We travel from show to show. Took you far too long to find a sound effect for that. It's
no, I did. I just I wanted to embarrass you. Leave you with that.
No, but
here,
I mean,
I'll give you a sound effect.
Please give me a sound effect. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was expecting. So we had your show on tonight. We had Red Pill Rapper's show. He's insane. It's the Jack Classic show. We're absolutely crazy.
What about what?
What am I forgetting?
What about our big plans, Jeff?
Well, so tonight on the show, we were supposed to have...
I knew it.
We were supposed to have...
What happened?
Time, story time.
I knew it was going to be...
Yeah, you know what happened? You want me to be honest?
You shouldn't introduce stuff on the show and be like, we're going to have this.
We're still having it. I just can't do it tonight.
Every time you have trans people.
Trans people darn fond of being on the show, but I had trans people.
They're flaky on you. You don't... It's your fault.
Are you saying I don't treat trans people right?
No. You just gotta pick better ones.
Listen, no. I made a sacrifice.
Sure, come on, like I did with Telumo Murani or whatever.
I made a sacrifice tonight to where you were on Red Pill Rapper show. You had your own show. Things ran into overtime, and these people were scheduled for 11:30. And I didn't want to intervene in my ancillary programs on thoughtcrimes.ca, Jack Classic Show Radio Network. So I was like, yeah, we'll see if these guys are still up for it. I didn't want to cancel your show. I did not want to stop your show. How about those beans?
You shut up.
I don't know. I was.
Well, you shouldn't have, but you're wrong either way, I guess.
I mean, there. I just can't win. It's a Jack Classic show. When we're back.
You're fired.
Thank you. When we're back, I'm going to tell you what I wanted this trans person to read and what I'm going to force a trans person to read next time. I'm going to force them. I'm going to tell you that, and then we're going to get into my fantastic monologue, baby. What can I say? It's Jack Classic Show. We'll be right back.
Can I finish making my bagel?
Yeah, finish making your bagel, please. Yeah, thank you. I'm really happy I didn't stop your show. Yeah. Please go make it.
Well, that's what you get
make your bagel with show lots and of every schmear. Time
because it's the woman's show.
Lots of schmear.
You can put come in and interrupt the woman's
in
show
on your bagel.
Because it's just the woman's show, and the woman's show isn't any good. Well, listen, the woman is the one who does all your sound effects and makes a sample for your show, and is the reason that you have someone here all the time to make up for your stupid BS and shut up and I hate you and I'm hungry. Goodbye.
It's a Jack Classic Show, 9:90 a.m.
what's up? It's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Klassen Show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys. Yo, 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 we're back. Thanks. Thanks for doing that.
Hi.
How you doing? How's your bagel?
Exactly.
But
I'm always good all the time, so I get a chance to be back. I'm drunk. But I'm going to do whatever I want. That's what I should do.
Yeah. That's exactly it. It's Jack Klassen Show. 9:90 a.m. God bless you. Oh, boy. What do we want to do?
Hey, Bear.
We're probably
Patriot.
We're probably the most drunk radio show host there is right now.
Woo!
Yeah. Other than George Norrie.
He's I'm trying to eat plastered. My bagel away from the mic.
No, you gotta ASMR it, dude. Nice.
I'm so hungry. I'm sorry.
Jack Klassen Show. Who follows?
Can I read a story instead of the gay person or tranny or whatever?
Well, I mean, technically. Yes, technically you can. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I know how to read.
I know how to read, but I wanted to have the gays.
I do.
I wanted to have trans people. I wanted to have trans people come on.
I'm a woman, and I know how to read. Problem?
What year is this? 1862?
Maybe for some.
I don't want my lady to read. I want her to be dumb like a rock. That's actually the best woman to do.
Maybe we just have better things to worry about.
It's a Jack Klassen Show. 9:90 a.m. It's my birthday show. I have one beer left. And I'm like debating if I should drink it or not.
Can crush it.
You want me to can crush it?
Do a can crush for the show for your birthday.
It's been a while since I've done a can. I don't
do
know.
Do a can crush. It's Jack Can Crush Klassen, man.
Oh my God.
I feel like people don't even know that anymore. Tell the people about the can.
You want me to tell people about the can crush?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So
for the people who don't know.
So I used to, back when I was when I was a young lad, I used to, Abe Cannon would get me to call in to his show on Howard 101, and whenever they had a celebrity, I would call in, and I would crush a can. That's seriously it. If I send you the audio, you could play, right, Karen?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm eating this bagel. I'm eating the most Jew food I can think of.
Yeah, look at me. I'm Karen. I don't even care. I'm so cool. See, I already did an impression of me, so you don't have to.
You beat me to it. No.
Lost rape and abuse and son. Oh,
yes, this
God.
Is what I wanted the trans. So I had this whole bit where I was going to have drag
Seriously?
Storybook
See,
hour.
You've been making all these insane rape jokes, dude, and it's like kind of offensive.
Listen, I made two of them during your show because it was easy material and I was drinking and Jesus Christ.
And you did it. I'm sorry, I'm eating. I'll stop.
Yeah, it's the Jack Klassen Show. Listen.
No, you listen.
Listen.
You're
getting mad at me for the choice of my jokes?
No, you did it multiple times the day before, too. You were like, How many people is Red Pill gonna rape? You said it multiple times. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's because...
And then you did it a different time. And you didn't even say Red Pill Raper. So it just sounds like Mitch is like literally a rapist, and he's not. He's actually a really nice
person. I have a lot on my plate.
yeah,
lot.
You do. That's one of your problems. Maybe get a smaller plate there, buddy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen. I'm a strong young man. Never mind. I'm too hammered for this. Do you wanna play that audio, by the way?
Man. Oh yeah.
You wanna play that audio by the way for the Karen Crush?
I couldn't even tell that it was audio. You just sent me this stupid.
I sent you a YouTube link.
Oh, that was the reading. That was the Sonic reading.
Yeah.
Sending me this sick Sonic story.
I wanted the LGBT.
That would make me throw up.
Hey, Jack, is this Can Crush Jack?
Oh,
you're on
God.
With CM Punk.
Hey, how's it going, Sam? Hey, how's it going, Abe?
What up, man?
Hey.
This is real.
So anyway, thanks, guys. I love you guys anyway. So I have two questions for CM. First of all, CM, you deserve the ultimate respect. And
that is
you
not
are
a question. That was a statement.
Pardon me, sir?
Continue.
Sir, Jack, that was continue. Awesome.
That was a question.
This
go
kid's
ahead.
Awesome.
Jack, keep
good,
going.
He's a good guy.
Oh, okay, you are my favorite wrestler since Sergeant Slaughter, The Big Show, and you deserve this. This is my
and
fan crush to you. And The Big Show.
Wait. Hold on, Jack. Before you do it, we just need to let him know what's about to happen. This guy calls, and he does, like, his salute to people is a can. He crushes cans.
Okay.
So he's got one coming for you.
All right.
Jack, whenever you're ready.
Okay, CM, this is for you, son. That was pretty weak, but still.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Jack, and I know you cut your hand really bad last time you crushed a can, so we do appreciate your dedication.
guys. God bless you. Golly, have a good day.
Hi, Jack.
Oh,
that was a very
so awesome.
That was a very good time in my life, by the
That's
way.
Very sweet. All right, well, let's hear Crush a Can.
I haven't done one of these,
buddy.
Dude. I haven't done one of these for maybe 6 years, that 7 years.
Something auto-played.
Let's
what
see.
Auto-played? This is the real wrestling podcast.
I gotta like, how do I crush it this time? I guess like that. Yeah, I guess just like a solid crush. This
man,
is
you gotta do another one where you're not talking so we can hear. I want to hear the crush.
You want to hear the crush? Okay. This
Do
can
a
crush,
really fucking good. Sorry.
This can crush is going out to me living longer than Kurt Cobain did. Suck it.
Yay!
Look at that. Solid crush.
Do another one.
Can you imagine? Wait, you want me to do
another one?
Do another one. I have to do a show monologue. I can't just ASMR can crush things.
Crush the can. Woo! Baby! He's crushed. Do another one.
Oh my god. I can't keep crushing these. Well, that one still had beer in it.
Yeah!
Listen, I'm trying my best. I'm crushing cans, baby. It's been years. I got one more left.
Crush it! Crush it.
Oh, that was a solid one. ASMR,
can't
baby.
Can't hear it. Well, that was all right.
That's how we ended it out.
That was all right.
Listen. Here. You want me to do my goddamn monologue that I was trying to do at the start of the show?
That's why I got so comfy in my bed to listen to.
Do you have game show music, please? Can you please play the game show music?
Do I play the regular one or the Family Feud one?
Play the regular one. Thank you. It's a Jack Class. So this is my opening monologue that I'm leaving towards the end.
It is the opening monologue. Sorry.
It's
Jack.
My birthday. You want
Jack
me to drink
class.
Another cold shot? I can do it. And I'm going to go immediately drive.
Hell yeah, do it. See if I care.
Exactly.
So a lot of things are happening on the U.S. southern border this weekend. They're saying a massive intake of 6,000 people are crossing the border a day. Incredible.
Ew.
Incredible. However, my wife beats them by 1,000. She has a large daily intake of men. I'm a cuckold. What matters is the love we share.
Shut up, bitch.
My wife sees 7,000 men a day. However, going back to the border, Ted Cruz and his gang of Ben Shapiro weirdos, including Dan Crenshaw, the human mind sweeper, went down to the border to inspect and ended up getting footage of migrants drowning in the Rio Grande. Most people found this footage disturbing, as you would believe. Some cried, others wept. I just wondered why it had to be those poor Brazilians and not my wife. Hey, we all got kids, right? I got a little boy. I got a little boy. We all got kids. I got a little boy. His name's Tanner. So I guess the newest craze. Get this, Karen. Get this. The newest craze.
I'll get it.
The newest craze. It's this thing called Fortnite. Ever hear of it? Ever hear of Fortnite? You ever hear of Fortnite? It's wild. Fortnite's wild. You know, it's a video game. They got 3D characters. They shoot each other. Now, I guess they're including a new character, a playable George Floyd. Right now. Isn't that wild? Fortnite's including a character?
You ain't black.
Turns out
they're bringing drugs.
He's a fag.
Turns out his in-game taunt.
You're fired.
Turns out his in-game taunt is him taking out and eating a fentanyl strip. Wow. And you thought Mario eating mushrooms was bad.
You're fired.
That's my list. That's my opening ending monologue.
Nice.
I
enjoyed it.
I think my monologues are actually solid considering I only have one writer, myself. Jimmy Kimmel, I'm looking at you.
He's not looking at you, though.
Definitely not. Happy birthday.
Oh, I remember you said, dude.
Yeah, I'm very upset right now. I also had some other notes. Crackheads. I had some other important notes. Crackheads. I hate crackheads. Lizzie the Lezzy. By the way, are you familiar with Lizzie the Lezzy?
No.
We'll save that for another show. It's just another fake, someone who annoys me. Just people that annoy me. I got notes.
So annoying. Lizzie the
Lezzy. Lizzie the Lezzy.
She sounds disgusting.
It's that goddamn
Facebook
group.
Get her out of here.
Yeah, please.
Get her out of here, man. She's gross.
Well, what's crazy is Lizzie the Lezzy, I have a suspicion is a dude. That's the craziest thing.
That's
craziest
gross.
Thing. And that's like one of the biggest LGBTQ Facebooks out there, Lizzie the Lezzy. But I'm pretty sure it's a dude pretending to be abroad, which is just a whole bizarre other world.
I gotta play that song. I'm lying down. People in the Podomatic. I'm lying down in my bed.
Yeah, exactly.
With the mic, and I'm trying to hit the sound effect. It's making me laugh. I could get up and do it normally, but I think this is funny.
I have 9:90 a.m. We are in the circle of great people. And that's what makes me feel good. Even when I have dumb drunk, I get hit a monologue and I can...
I'm just pretending to be drunk. I'm just pretending.
No, you're hammered.
No, I'm just pretending.
I'm sure. Anyway. I know you are.
Just like you. Just trying to be cool to the audience.
I drank six.
So, like
I
me,
drank
we're just trying to seem cool.
I drank six Molson.
For your birthday.
I drank six Molson.
Shut up!
Short shots. We're on the radio right now. We're on the radio right now. Stop it. I'm trying to keep it together as best I can.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, bro. I'm going to play that.
I just can't. I can't believe they let us on till July.
Get your words straight, Jack.
Get your words straight.
Get your words straight, Jack. Get your words straight, Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. That's why we need Mitch on the show.
Woo! Woo!
Ah, the better do. It's your special day, Jack.
Yeah, it's my special day. To be harassed, to be... I don't know what, I'm too... it's a Jack Klassen show, 9 a.m. Thank you for keeping us on till July. God bless you. Thank you, Manson. Manson, formerly of the Bubba Love Sponge Show. And
thank
one
you,
of,
Mr. Manson. I love you.
And one of the greatest radio show hosts ever. And actually, I'm going to go on a little... Probably the funniest radio show host ever. Hands down.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that.
Jack, you should dedicate your birthday to Manson.
I dedicate my birthday to Manson and Ned. God bless that guy. Like, for real.
Me too.
Hey, what's up, it's Ned. And you're listening to the Jack Klassen
Show. I'm just playing it right now.
These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional.
Yeah, I'm playing the Ned.
They're on mushrooms,
yeah.
For God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama.
God bless that man. Anyway,
Jack Klassen Show.
Thank you for your...
my favorite show.
Thank you for your kind words, Manson. I appreciate it. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. And thank you for, giving me... it was very nice. He made some very nice comments about the show. I don't know if you remember them offhand.
I do.
Can you please repeat them? Because I'm having a hard time.
He said that we're fighting the good fight by being edgy and red-pilled.
Yeah, but we're not like too... But the thing is we strike a pretty good balance because we're not overly... You know what I mean?
Nah.
We're pretty...
I'm blue-pilled.
We're pretty out there.
I'm poop-pilled.
I'm poop-pilled. Hold on a second. By the way, it's Jack Klassen Show. It's my birthday show. Hell yeah, brother!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Woo!
Alrighty.
Happy birthday to you.
Alrighty, you want to play us out on happy birthday to you? We'll get the hell out of here. Beautiful. You got anything to promote, Karen?
Listen to Hot Wife Music with DJ Karen 1776 on the Podomatic DLive/Jack Klassen Show.
Oh.
I want more people to listen to it live. Like, listen to it live. It's like super fun. It's a music show.
Oh, it's the best.
We had a retarded guy. We'll probably have a retarded guy tomorrow too, or the next day.
I think we all.
The day after that.
I think
stay
every.
Stay tuned.
Every show on the Jack Klassen Show Radio Network features a retarded guy.
We've got him in droves.
Oh boy. Alrighty.
I'm
trying to turn the volume up. I'm hammered.
Happy birthday.
We'll see ya.
Happy birthday to ya.
God bless ya. Tomorrow. That's all I gotta say. Well.
Bye, you guys.
See you tomorrow, God.
I
bless.
Really, I'm. You know what? I just want to say.
What do you want to say?
Thank you to everyone who listens.
each and every one of you. Appreciate you so much. And you're all, we're a family on the show. We consider you all our we consider you all our family and our brothers and our sisters.
I'll be honest with you. We exist in a very good microcosm, by the way. Bye-bye. See ya.
Plan on more than just the four murder charges filed today.
Had sex with some of his victims before he killed them, and that he was also a necrophiliac.
He's a fag.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's Tucker time.
Some people say the N-word. Okay, so I think that freedom of speech protects people saying the N-word. That doesn't mean they're protected from societal consequence, but they are. But freedom of speech does protect the N-word.
The idea that you would not pay rent is illogical. Folks, silly town my wife is a doctor. Folks, she has always paid rent. A perfect example of how the left's culture of fear and intimidation silences Americans. Too many Americans now believe that the checks they receive every month from the unemployment office, like the checks they get from the welfare office, from Medicare, from Social Security, shouldn't be used to pay the rent. Completely illogical. Hello, America, it is me, Ben Shapiro. And I gotta admit, I love my sister, Abigail Shapiro. She had giant milkers. She's me big-breasted queen. Give Ben the milk.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio, and that's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw. Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.